Plant City Republican Representative Lawrence McClure says the goal of his bill is simple.
House Bill 1419 restores the private property rights of churches and other religious institutions. It narrowly amends the Concealed Weapons and Firearms Licensing Law and says specifically that churches make their own decisions and may allow persons with licenses to carry firearms to carry on church property for security and protection.
Normally, a church, for example, could allow license permit holders to have a gun on the premises because it's private property, but many churches and other places of worship are attached to schools. Current Florida law does not allow guns on school property, so someone who did bring a gun to church when it's attached to a school could be charged with a crime. Opponents of the bill say they don't like that guns could be allowed on the school premises just because it's attached to a place of worship. Others say it opens the door to overriding other restricted areas. Beth Dumont is with Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America.
If religious institutions choose to have concealed weapon permit holders carrying guns on their premises, that is their choice. There is currently no law specifically preventing someone from carrying a concealed handgun in their place of worship in Florida. But the bill being heard here states that notwithstanding any other law to the contrary, a religious institution can authorize a permit holder to carry a gun on any property they are using, whether it is leased, owned, or even borrowed. This bill is trying to address a problem that does not exist.
But National Rifle Association's Marion Hammer disagrees.
This bill is strictly about restoring the private property rights of churches, synagogues, and other religious institutions. These are the very same rights that private citizens, businesses, and other organizations have on their own private property. Church property is not school property. And just because a church has a child care program or a preschool program does not mean government can hijack a church's property.
And while he voted against the bill, Tallahassee Democratic Representative Ramon Alexander says he's a bit on the fence as the issue is a bit personal for him.
I'm not there yet. It's a tough thing to swallow. I have a great deal of respect for Moms Demand Action, for the PTA. But Mary Hammer made some very compelling arguments. It may sound crazy to be making some of those points. I just thought about my church where we have individuals that protect our church. We have a few undercover individuals that have been identified when we take the church offering back. And my church is considering starting a school. So does that mean that my church can no longer have guns inside the church? It's a very interesting dynamic.
But Dover Republican Representative Ross Spano, who also calls it a personal issue for him, thinks it's a pretty clear-cut issue.
I attend a church that has a school during the week. Our pastor has received threats, death threats. So we are faced with the unenviable decision of committing a third-degree felony or allowing our congregants to protect themselves. Not an enviable decision. This is so clear. Words escape me. It's so clear.
And the House Criminal Justice Subcommittee passed the measure. It has one more stop before it heads to the floor. Meanwhile, its Senate companion bill is headed for a hearing Thursday in the Senate Judiciary Committee. Despite similar bills already failing, this is its third time coming up in that committee for the 2018 legislative session. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.